All right, thank you all for holding. So, what I should have realized from the jump as well with this call is it's not really us, it's actually the tow company. They won't do the a 5 mile tow for less than $50. That was actually charged, that tow was actually charged from a service provider. So he just told me to let you all know that basically that's how much the tow would have been from the tow provider.
Okay, and what toll provider is that?
Give me one moment, y'all. I'm sorry, I don't have any knowledge of this ticket. He basically stated nobody is going to tow it for 5 miles for less than $50.
Okay, give me a moment.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes,
So
I'm still
what's,
here.
oh, okay. Was it the agent who stated that it would be actually a $400?
No. I was told, I'm the agent, but I was told by Mr. Gilliam that he was advised that it would be 100 out of pocket.
All right. Because it actually wasn't even a price set to how much he would actually pay over the $50. It only just lets us know that he would actually have to pay an out-of-pocket expense, but it didn't state whether or not the out-of-pocket expense would be $100 or less. Because we do have certain providers who may charge less, but he never accepted the out-of-pocket expense in the first place, and we didn't have a price set for it either. They finally just gave me the
Okay.
ticket. So the only thing that was the last step that we were on was that his benefits cover up to $50, but we calculated this service may be more than your benefits. If you choose to proceed, what payment options would you like to that you have available with you? And then the customer denied the out-of-pocket expense, and that was it.
Okay. Yes,
Yeah,
because
because she's already told me it was going to be $100 out of pocket.
the only thing
And that
is it won't
it only
prove
covered up
that.
to $50.
It won't prove that only because she haven't even talked to a service provider to see how much. We don't make the prices. The service provider makes their own prices. She haven't even
Okay.
moved forward to know what you would pay. I mean, how
Okay.
would you pay to move forward to know if it was $100 or not?
Yeah, because my thing was I shouldn't have to pay anything, was my point, because I have the roadside assistance. Now, what other going on or whatever, I'm not sure. But from my agent saying it's up to 10 miles, and I don't know about what I don't know about all that. I'm not, I don't know. Well, if we were to proceed further, how much would I have to pay? Or what do I have to do? Because I have to get my point to the
So we're just
I have to get
like,
my point to the top.
and I do understand. See, we're just a middleman. What would happen is I would actually have to give you a call back and search around to see who I could find to be the cheapest provider for you, and then give you a call back with the out-of-pocket expense. But we let them know offhand that, hey, you don't have to pay for a certain mileage. But it will be an out-of-pocket expense for it.
So, wow.
We just don't know how much it'll actually be. We don't even dispatch them until you accept how much the provider has told, and she hasn't made not one call to a provider to know how much you would be charged anyways. Sometimes with 5 miles, we may run across somebody who would actually do it for, you know, $30, $20. Some charge $1 per mile, so that'll be like $5 to $10, but we would actually need to know how would you pay to actually, you know, continue the call.
Okay.
Do you
want to continue? Whatever you guys want to work out for me, let me know. Yes, I want to. My car has to go to the shop.
All right, and I do understand.
Let's just make it past
this point, and I'll just finish out your ticket for you, and I'll just look for some providers and see if I can find the cheapest provider. $100 is a little too much when you are covered for $50. That didn't make sense, because then you will only be paying $50 instead of $100 because you're covered for $50. How would you like to proceed with this payment? Like, what payment options would you have available?
I have a credit card.
That's fine.
I have cash. I have credit card.
All right. So what will happen now is, if you don't mind, I don't know if we would still actually need your insurance company. What would happen is I would get in touch with a couple of providers. And another thing about it being so high is that some providers are not in your area that we're actually contracted with. And it, like right now, my first provider that I have is like 27
so
miles out from you.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And yeah. And that's very understandable. Who wants to come away from 30 miles away only to get a 5 mile tow?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right. So it's them who makes the prices up. We don't make the prices up.
Got it. That totally makes sense.
But I was.
Well, you will be so kind and gracious. I don't know if y'all have anyone closer, you know, within the Texas City area, you know. I don't know how y'all work that.
I'll search around for you. I'm going to give you a call back. Let me make sure I have the correct number on file. That is the 713-530-1882.
Yes.
All right. So what will happen is, we're going to disconnect this call, and I'm going to call you back with the out-of-pocket expense of at least three people I can find that's closer and also cheap as well.
Well, would I still be able to use my roadside, too? Would that let that $50?
Yeah, they're not going to have no choice but to use your roadside assistance coverage.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling Roadside Assistance, and I'll be getting in touch with you once I find at least three people.
Okay. I really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day. I'll be talking to you shortly.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.